It's your girl, Rove to the Rove to the Rovi.
It's Vixen J.
Am I being a little bit ignorant here?
Well, I will be the sophisticated one for both of us.
Welcome to, not welcome, what the
fuck? I think we're trying to say, follow the show on Spotify and support, please.
Listen to the ignorance with a splash of sophistication.
Every other week.
Even though it said, you said there's nothing to it but to do it, there was something that was just spoken about previously. I don't think we should just do it often enough because we don't want a raw dog life. And I think that's something that's, you know, pertinent to us. So even though it's nothing to it but to do it, sometimes we can just put the brakes on and not do it.
That's a fact.
This is true. Abstinence is a choice. It is.
You are terrible. Terrible.
Well, yeah, to get started, y'all, we have a guest on today's episode. Brendan, if you would like to introduce yourself and tell the audience a little bit about you, where you're from, what you're repping, your set.
Definitely. Friend of the show. Yay.
Yo, what's up? Hello. Hopefully, I don't sound weird on the mic. My name is Brendan. Now, see, you hear the voice getting deeper, trying to sound funky for the mic, for the audience. What's up, yo? This is Brendan. Oh. But okay. What's up?
All right. Billy D. Williams?
You don't want to put me on the spot now. Here we go. Hello. I am Brendan. I am a friend of the show. Good to be with y'all. A little quick rundown about me. Born and raised in Brooklyn. I'm an artist by trade, designer. Right now, in the food service industry, actually. So I'm in the prep cook industry, working with different restaurants. We're just here to chop it up. And I'm here to do it. Which,
giving DJ Quiet Storm over here.
Ooh.
We always need a deep voice to get us balanced, you know what I'm saying? Because sometimes I come off a little high-pitched, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm high-pitched, Brenda's a little low-tone, you know what I'm saying? That's the vibes that we're going for sure.
Sophisticated ignorance.
You slid it right in, didn't you?
Nope, don't do that.
Skirt, skirt.
Queen of the block.
I am evolving, okay?
All right. Here we go again.
Hi, everyone who's listening. It's your girl, Rovi.
What's good? Welcome to Sophisticated Ignorance, another episode. Appreciate you guys listening. And yeah, once again, we have a guest, and we're going to dive on into a very special, near and dear topic to me as a male, a man, whatever term you want to use. But we're going to talk about being clean. A little bit of hygiene for your jeans. I don't know how to wrap a rhyme. I'm just trying to.
It's geared right. Towards men hygiene for sure.
Yeah. 100%. So we're doing a deep dive because there is unfortunately a rhetoric that men don't know how to clean themselves or to.
It's a pandemic.
Or is it a man?
We have a pandemic.
Hey.
It's a full on pandemic.
No, but yeah, I mean, men usually get a bad rap about, you know, not being clean or practicing grooming or cleanliness. So we want to debunk all these things and break it down and talk about, at least, you know, as far as Brendan and I, you know, our self-care journeys. But ultimately, just the matter of men, dirty versus clean. And yeah,
yep.
Hopefully we could educate the audience that not all of us are walking around with doo-doo streaks on the pants.
Well, in you know, just to piggyback off your doo-doo streaks comment, Ray J actually was one of the frontier men to say that men should only wear dark underwear so people won't see their doo-doo streaks, which is ironic to me. He went... A 40-year-old guy telling everyone that gentlemen's undergarments should not be in the practice of wearing white briefs, of course. He was saying that those who wear white drawers or white brief or white drawers with the L and the S should refrain from wearing them because the person who's washing your clothes can definitely see doo-doo streaks coming out. First off, yes, quote unquote, he says, first off, yes, yo, clean your ass, period. Wet wipes is a must, but my point is black underwear is the safest bet if people washing your clothes. See, y'all missing the point. So, with that being said, there are a lot of layers with that statement that Ray J has made, and I don't want to talk about my personal experiences with men.
No, please do. This is why we're here. it's your deep knowledge and research that will really shine a light on this.
I get the secondhand aspect to it, but the fact that a man is letting someone else do their laundry at the time, you should be also aware that you shouldn't want to wash your own doo-doo streaks. Like, he's only saying that don't wear white drawers if somebody else is going to do your laundry. And that doesn't resonate well with me. Two, he's promoting dark underwear as a masking color to the color of a shit stain.
Which we all know it should be brown. Wow, like, Ray J, think.
You can't. Like, think. I don't know how you guys resonate with that. How do you resonate with that?
I'm going to let Brendan go first. What are your thoughts on Mr. Ray J's scientific conclusion about black underwear and doo-doo streaks?
Right. Cat almost got my tongue on that one. Not going to hold you. Because, for real, did he really? This is a real Ray J quote? The Ray J?
Yes. Quote,
are you surprised? Are you surprised this is what Ray J said?
Brother of Brandy, born William Ray Norwood Jr., says men should refrain from wearing white drawers. I was just trying to be, yes, grammatically correct, but drawers.
Yeah.
Right? men shouldn't wear white drawers, leading to the conclusion that if you're dirty, wearing white will show people that you are actually a dirty ass motherfucker. Basically.
Yo. Insane.
Based on science. Yeah. How do you feel about that? Like, do you think that, do you agree with what he says? Do you think that men should wear dark color underwear or even wife beaters or any type of clothing that's not white just to refrain from showing whether or not they're cleanly?
I don't know I need to actually see this myself, because that is insane to me that this. He's not, A-list or whatever. He's B, I guess. He's there. He's huge, though. He's Ray J.
I'll give him B-, but yeah.
B-, whatever. Either way, this man of pretty significant influence is saying this to men who probably there's a significant population of men who probably will listen to him. Are you kidding me? That's one of the most ignorant, in terms of cleanliness, one of the most ignorant statements I've ever heard when it comes to trying to be actually clean. Because you're not clean. You just, like you said, you covering it up. That's crazy, bro. That's insane. Oh, this is the same man that made those unbreakable glasses, didn't it?
And then, so let's take his words with a bucket of salt, shall we?
Bucket.
big bucket of salt. But no, Ray J has been saying flagrant things for a long time now. This is just another iconic moment. But, for me, I have a plethora of different underwear colors and styles. And yes, some of them are black, but it's not because I want to hide the doo-doo streaks. It's just because black is a neutral color and it looks good as far as I'm concerned. Now, the solve for doo-doo streaks would be to literally clean your ass better. But I feel like with Ray J, he's just like, yo, life hack, y'all. If you wear dark colors, then the dark shit won't pop up as much. You know what I'm saying? Y'all gotta think like real deep on the inside. And I think Ray J was trying to help those that were on some word, but he actually did us a disservice once again.
I might have to step in, because even though what he said was ignorant, I do believe that there are men out there that actually think this ideology.
Oh yeah, 1000%.
100%. 100%. So they will be in support of saying, hell yeah, we not buying white drawers anymore. We gonna cover this shit up, literally. We're just getting darker shades. And the mass amount of people who I think support him is not spoken enough, because they're going to keep quiet about it because they still want to perpetuate the same thing. Because let's be real, men are disgusting.
Men can be very dirty. Yes, I agree. I also feel that if you are taking cleansiness and any type of grooming advice from Ray J, period, you really have to look at that mirror a little harder. Just a little harder. You got to look in that mirror, because it's not a, that ain't it at all.
Okay, so let me ask a question. Let me ask a question to Bren. What defines cleanliness to you as a man?
The first quote that comes to mind is obviously to me, anyone who's raised in a household that had some type of home training, just a modicum of home training is all you need to know that cleanliness is next to godliness, right? Hey, are we supposed to be up here making sure that you don't have nothing like hiding in between your butt cheeks? In between your armpits, in between all those little nooks and crannies and places where dirt and dust can get in between. Cleanliness is just that standard of knowing and feeling, not just, you know, clean when it comes to, the visuals, but like actually knowing, you know, and feeling, smelling everything, it's all encompassing. That everything is copacetic, so you can move comfortably, freely throughout the world. I don't know. I feel like that was kind of a roundabout answer, but
no, it makes sense.
What about you, Vixie? What does cleanliness mean to you?
I mean, cleanliness just means, you know, caring for self, right? It's less about, just making sure you wash your ass every day. But I mean, that on top of other things just means that you care about yourself in some faction or some type of manner. And I feel that, something as simple as making sure that you clean all your crevices, just means that you care. If you don't care, then that means you're just kind of accepting yourself as is. And that's not good. It's not good for you. Yep. It's not good for anybody that you might be engaging with, especially if you're trying to date or anything like that. I mean, I, as a man, I just wouldn't feel good. Like, I take long showers. I'm team long shower. Like, I gotta not only feel like I'm getting all the yuck and muck off of me, I gotta also make sure that when I step out of that shower and after I use that Dr. Bronner's, teal soap, that, you know what I'm saying? I'm a brand new person.
You combine two different soap brands. I'm sorry. It's Dr. Bronner and Dr. Teals. See, this is how I know girls are clean.
I was going to say that.
Well, because
it just doubles my point.
And then you can do your body scrub afterwards. But I applaud the effort. Go ahead.
As long as you know what I was trying to say.
He said Dr. Teals and Dr. Bronner's.
I did.
You got the double clean.
Combination, as Drake would say. But the point being is that I need to make sure when I step out of the shower, I'm clean literally from head to ass to toe. Because I just don't want
to... Not head to shoulders. Don't do head to shoulders. To toe, for sure.
Head to ass to toe. You can't just skip from head to toe. These days, you gotta make sure you take a detour to your ass, make sure that's good, and then get straight down to the toes. I'm just saying, like, there's multiple spaces between the top and bottom, and some people clearly forget. So I just personally need to make sure that I'm big clean. I'm married now. My wife would certainly want to know that I'm clean. I mean, you're not doing it just for others. You're doing it for yourself.
For us girlies, for sure. For sure. Mm-hmm. For us girlies, 100%. And I also think it stems from your upbringing as well, too. I know during when I was growing up in junior high school, a lot of the guys used to get a little funky. And I don't even know if they have sex ed in classrooms anymore. But in sex education, we had like this really cool, teacher. And he'll be like, oh, yeah, your arms is funky. You need to put on deodorant. And then they'll start telling us about different types of things during puberty. And at that time, boys didn't really care. I think boys start to care when when girls start liking them and they want to start smelling good for girls. So I think with that upbringing, men would know how to take care of themselves based on what they want at the time. I think it should just be an everyday thing. And a lot of guys don't have that mentality.
But you know what's wild? Remember when we were kids and, you know, our parents were like, yo, time to take a shower. And we were like, nah, chill. And we'd like avoid cleaning up altogether. I wonder if that translated for some male adults later on in life where it's like, oh, shower. I'll probably like do that tomorrow. I'm not probably that dirty. Sniff, sniff. It ain't probably that bad. What
do probably you think? I'm just thinking and processing all this, and I'm terrified to know, like, because we don't, clearly, there's not going to be statistics out here about, you know, the percentage of men walking around right now, this very second, with, like, particles of fecal matter.
Particles.
Like, significant particles of fecal matter in their drawers, because they don't, like, to your point, don't care enough to clean down there. Like, that's crazy, because I'm thinking about, for me, I know for me, I feel like for most men who care enough, you know, like, you could literally feel it. Like, you feel if you're not clean. Like, how are you, aren't you not mad uncomfortable? What the heck? That's actually another level of, I guess, what is the opposite of self-care? I guess it would be like, not self-destruction.
But self-careless, I guess.
Carelessness. Thank you. It's like, yeah, it's,
But I don't know if you know this, but a lot of men don't wash their ass cracks. They just don't.
Trust me.
They really don't.
I've literally heard about this up until recently, about couple years ago. This and this was news to me. I didn't know that this was like a thing, like beyond, like, you know, when we were younger, you can get away with that kind of thing. Like,
I think it definitely stems from like an internalized homophobia, in all honesty. And I think that, yeah, that's of course, weird. If you are out here cleaning your ass.
Y'all need a hot take sound. That was a hot take.
No, because especially in the Black community, and this stems just from showering, internalized homophobia, even just checking your prostate, they don't want anybody to touch their
down there.
Not even their themselves. Anus.
Not even themselves. It's so it's an internal conflict that I guess whoever got this is how you're being brought up. If you're being brought up and or whoever you hang around are like, oh yeah, we don't do that. We don't touch the butt, which is shocking to me because now in 2023, there's so many people who want to eat groceries and it bewilders my mind that women do want to do this, Sukiyana, that a lot of these men are not washing their ass. For that, just for the simple reason of cleanliness, and to say that, oh, you know, I'm not gay. That does not mean you. So you think a dirty ass is gonna make you less gay? Like, the logic does not get me. Like,
it's scary. These are the scary hours that Drake talks about. I just feel like, you know, men. It's a mix of men not being taught properly, men not being encouraged. You know, if people or men, certain men that fall into this dutty category, if they were to see their idols or celebrities that they respect talking about proper hygiene, they'd probably be more inclined to say, yo, my man's does this, so I'm going to do it too. That should not be how hygiene works. But,
yeah, you know, I'm just saying.
I'm just saying, men listen to...
Do men share their, like... Do men share their, like, grooming kind of techniques? Because I know for us, I'll be like, okay, that razor doesn't work. I use this, or I use Nier, or I use Veet, or I use something else. Or this deodorant doesn't work for me. Secret is my jam, or Dove is my jam. Or, you know, I don't really like this. Nivea is a good body wash. I don't hear conversations of males, like, getting together in, like, fellowship doing that kind of stuff. They'd be like, hey, yo, man, you don't like that? You should try this oil. This oil will help hydrate your skin. That does not happen with men at all.
That's not a conversation we're having.
It depends on the type of men you're talking about, I think. Because there's certain classes of... I feel like there's certain different classes of men. Certain just levels, I guess, of men. And when it comes to, like, certain... discussions that will be had between, say, dudes who are more like jocks or like post high school jocks, or those who are more in the like who are entrepreneurs.
What Anyone, about your it, friends? Can you have that discussion with your friends?
My friends, who for the most part, I consider them my friends because we share camaraderie, and I would never, like shun away from, you know, showing off like a product that, you know, helped me stay clean. But at the same time, it's also never really happened. Like we've never.
Right.
Really,
it doesn't come up. It's not a natural conversation.
I mean, it's just, you know, it's kind of, it's just for me, between me and my friends, at least, it seems to be like a hope, a hopeful shared understanding that we're all taking care of ourselves.
Is it just unspoken?
Unspoken, yeah,
right. It's unspoken that we're all, you know, clean, that our asses don't have shit in them. But yeah, I mean, I guess kind of to Roby's point, there's some underlying homophobia in there where it's like, yo, if I talk about another man's body, what does that make me that I care that much? And it's very strange because, like, I mean, granted, I don't have these conversations with, you know, my male friends either. But I think it's less about, oh, we think it's gay to talk about it. It's just like, it's just not a natural thing of conversation. But even before we dive in deeper into that, Brandon, you could start, like, just kind of share with us briefly, like, you know, kind of what Roby was talking about. Like, what are your, like, self-care routines? Like, do you do, like, face care? Do you, like, hair care? Like, what is your go-to, like, self-care things as it relates to hygiene?
Yeah, there's so many levels to that as well. Because, yeah, there's facial care. And it's not just facial care, you know, in the morning. There's at night, there's throughout the day, you know. Then there's general skin care. Overall, is your skin ashy or is your skin, you know, taken care of and moisturized? And, you know, I've had my own struggles with my skin. My skin has been a trouble spot for me. And I've had to take steps to be extra careful and, just like get specific types of products, and actually like lower the amount of products I use, actually simplifying the products, as well as making sure I'm using products that are as close to as organic as possible, you know. I found pretty much that the simpler is the best way to go for me. Minimizing any type of, you know, excess, you know, anything that has, you know, parabens, SLS, all these fragrances that are added to so many of our lotions and whatnot. So right now I'm on the wave of, you know, shea butter and cocoa butter and, you know, coconut oil, and call it a day.
National staples.
throw a little essential oil in there and you good, actually. But there's that. There's also, standard for me is one shower a day, right? But if it's in summertime, you know, springtime, warm weather, it's gonna be two showers a day, you know.
Yeah, I mean, that's good.
The thing is, if you like me, who take, and like yourself, Vixen, who takes long showers, it can be detrimental to your skin. It can dry your skin out if you take shower, and then you take another shower within the same 24-hour time period. So each his own is what I'm trying to say when it comes to your skin care, your level of dryness and moisturization in your skin.
It's your girl R to the OV.
It's your boy Vixen J.
And if you are interested in being a guest on our show, please email us at sophigpodcast@gmail.com.
And we definitely look forward to having you on the show.
You're gonna be on the spot.
So come join the hot seat and get a little ratchet with us.
To fist the ratchet.
Hey.
Each his own.
There's definitely certain things that you could do to see what type of skin you have, whether it's like dry, oily. I mean, that's a whole bigger conversation in itself.
Yeah,
there's certain things that you could do to determine what's the best care or what's the products that you should be using if you do have skin sensitivities. But see, once again, we're not having these convos with our
exactly. It's refreshing to hear you talk about your skincare. And I also noticed that, you know, I'm in a girl chat, of course, in my group chat. And I don't know if men have group chats like that or just talk about smashing girls, but we will talk about whether or not one shower is sufficient enough a day for a guy or two showers. Like, I had a friend who wanted to go out on a date with a guy, and I think he expected her to be like Princess Fresh, and he in the same essence wasn't. So when they finished a date and getting down to doing, you know, raw dogging, that's the quota today. He wasn't so fresh. He wasn't fresh. You could tell he wasn't clean. Not that he was dirty, but he wasn't fresh. But
a little musty.
In the same breath, you know, us girls, we will make sure that whatever happens, whether things happen or not during Netflix and chill, we're going to be as fresh as possible. But men don't have that same mentality. They're just going to go and say, hey, bite the bullet.
It's not prioritized.
It's not prioritized at all. At all. And I wanted to know, what are y'all stance on that? Is it okay to just do one shower a day? Is it okay to freshen up if you're going on a date with your spouse, your girlfriend, or a first date? Just in the act of cleanliness, not in the act of getting sex. You know what I mean? Just for the sake of that.
Yeah.
Anyone's thoughts?
Yeah. See, I think I have to.
Thoughts?
I gotta feedback on
this
that
is,
because
this is something that comes in our group chat a lot. Like, y'all just don't get fresh for us. Like, there's no effort. There's no type of, you know. So, go ahead, Brian.
I hear that. Here's the thing. Because I mentioned, you know, the possibility of a shower to two showers a day. And I think it's very important to highlight that it's circumstantial, right? Like, if it's Saturday and I'm chilling on my day off at home, you know, I'm tending to my plants, I'm cleaning the crib, you know, just cool day off. One shower, inactive, that might be cool, right? But then the next day or the day, a couple of days following, you have work. I'm showering before work, going to work, an 8-hour shift, and then coming home. Am I going to lay down in my bed unshowered? Like, fresh out from the city? Hell no. That's dirty. No way. You definitely taking two showers a day or else. You're not on that standard. You're not getting this. That's again, circumstantial. If it's hot, yeah, you better be cleaning up, you know? And then there's also depending on the person as well. There's some men, some women have different levels of sweat. I don't know what the word would be. Sweatiness. Some people sweat more than others. It's a thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right. Body odor, more body odor than others. So, to each their own. But for the most part, if you're not showering at least once a day and a good 15 minutes hot scrubbing with potent soap, putting on your oils, putting on your Cetaphil, you know. You'll forget that part. You gotta after you get out of the shower. Now,
you are the outlier, Brendan. You are the outlier. 100%. Vixen, yeah. Not so much. I'm not sure because
We all fall short
for the glory.
Okay. We do, but see, and the thing for me when it came to relationships. Naturally, I would not practice these type of things in the past, right? Like, you know, it's typical, like, all right, between, you know, you're in a relationship, guy and girl, you know, the girl is more caring about their self-care and hygiene than the guy. It's not really prioritized or not really talked about, even though it should be encouraged. And, you know, this is why when it comes to the self-care industry, obviously it's catered more towards women and femmes than men, right? It's like, you know, we get stuck with the 15-in-1 body wash Meanwhile, they have a product for every single use. So you know what I'm saying?
Talk about it.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you know, wash your hat, ass, wash your hair, wash your car.
Wash your clothes, also, everything you want.
It always scrubs down walls and cleans floors too. You know what I'm saying? They don't care about men when it comes to self-care. They truly don't. And us as men, we just take it because it's like, all right, yo, it's only shit available. Cool. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But grand scheme is like, yo, you know, self-care, you really have to be invested when it comes to, you know, taking care of yourself, even outside of cleanliness. Like, it takes a little bit more effort for us as men because, once again, the industry does not cater to us. And, you know, the marketing alone is not catered to us. So it's like, oh, yeah, men are dirty. Men stink. Boo. Meanwhile, mm-hmm. we have to constantly feel pressure to smell like roses. And then us as men, you know what I'm saying, those toxic men, more ways than one, we now attack women if they don't have a good day or they might carry an odor for whatever the reason may be. And now we dog them because it's like, oh, mm-hmm. no, that bitch, buzzy, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, yo, but man, you're the one walking around with doo-doo brown stains on your black boxers. You know what I'm saying? So where does the two meet? It's just a crazy mentality to have where it's like the standards should only apply to one gender and not the other.
Right.
Insanity. Madness.
I agree. 100%. Because even in the same breath, they do cater to women more. And if we are not on that pedestal, we are looked bad upon. And they don't cater towards men in the same breath. I also wanted to say that a lot of guys have that mentality to be extra dirty when they're dealing with multiple women as well, too. Mm. And you mentioned something about a woman not being, you know, so fresh or having a smell. Sometimes it's directly from the guy that they're dealing with, and she gets BV because he slept with Sally, didn't wash, didn't go in the shower, and then went and slept with Mary the very next day.
Or the very next hour.
Or hour, whatever. And boom, Mary has an odor. He don't like Mary no more because she smells. But it's directly from you, partner, because you not being clean.
And so, not only are you swapping smells, you're not swapping other types of
organisms,
diseases.
Everything that's raging out. And that's a whole nother topic. I did want to ask both you guys. I was on the dating apps. I've decided to not date anymore. I'm doing my own self-care. But I was dating a guy at the time, and he invited me over to his house for the first time. You know, conversations were cool. We got to that next step, that next level. But then when I went to his house, it was just dirty. This is another step
of cleanliness. How are you?
Definitely.
I was hoping you were going to get to this topic.
It
the
was
dirty
plates. Yeah, it was plates on the floor, ketchup outside. When I asked certain things, oh, ketchup doesn't belong in the fridge, whatever. To each his own. That you just didn't want to put it back in the fridge or wherever you took it from. There would be, I don't know if I saw a roach. And, you know, unbeknownst to me, I should have just left. You know, I should have just been the bad girl.
I mean,
like,
once you step
get
into
the fuck out of here.
You should have left. Yes,
I should have left. But my dumbass decided to just sit on the couch and, you know, try to watch a movie, try to, you know, engage stuff. But then he would try to offer me a drink. I wouldn't want to drink it because God knows what when he washed it or what else walked on it. That just, so I wouldn't want that.
The sink.
And, nothing. So my question is, you know, this is another step of cleanliness. Like, your house is not even cleanly. If you engaged in a woman who didn't have a clean house or if it was filthy, would you still want to talk to her? Because a lot of women decide to still talk to men, even though it shows that they do not take care of themselves. What do you guys think?
Be honest now.
My first, no, I'm thinking of like how I want to lead this off. I want to lead it off by saying, respect yourselves, kings. Like,
deep, yes.
The double standard is crazy. Because as you already know, that's almost like a trope at this point. The man, the you know, the he got it all together except his crib is, you know, dirty.
It's giving landfill.
He's just, right? You know, he just got, he need a little, he's a fixer-upper or something like that. Either way, I guess that refers to a lot more than just like the home, but still, that usually, dudes almost, it's almost low-key expected that, you know, a man may have poorer habits, cleaning habits in his home than a woman. And
shouldn't be expected.
That's why when it's, when you see the opposite, the other side, like I have been that dude who been invited over to a potential significant other's home, and shorty, I have secondhand embarrassment for you, because how did you expect me to feel like, if I feel like I need to help you clean, you probably shouldn't have invited me over for a date.
Right.
We trying to have fun, watch a movie, chill out, or
especially since it's the first time. This is not somebody that you knew. This is the first time.
First impression.
I mean, tipping on the Swiffer is not fun.
You're always going out on dates.
Team building activity. It's...
No.
Like grab the spray. King, I'll grab the mop and we'll have a
I wouldn't be doing that. Okay, listen, I wouldn't do
I've
that.
Done that. I have
a good first date vibe.
Help a young lady clean her house, but it was not because she
on
was
the first
there, because her roommates would not help her. That's a different situation, right? Mm. You know, if you're it's an 80-20 rule. If you're that one person doing 80% of the work, that's different. You know, I'll have empathy, sympathy for that. But if you on your own, you know, there's no excuse. There's no excuse. That was probably, I think that was the last time I saw him.
No, let's not get it twisted.
Look, I mean, last time. He didn't call again.
It's unfortunate. Nah, if it's the first time I come over and the crib is
100%. I agree with you.
No, it's a bad look.
It is a bad look. And look, let's not get it twisted. Look, we've had our moments. I mean, we've all had our moments where our space is not 100% spick and span. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And this is why as black people, especially like, yo, when someone comes through and is not looking the best, we like, yo, apologize for the mess. Yo, my bad. So sorry. And for me, like, I've stepped into some real crime scenes and been like,
What's the worst? What's the worst?
There was a while back I was dealing with a homegirl and her space... It was giving my first apartment. It was giving, yo, I just threw all the shit together. You know, there were some critters that were in the building too.
Okay.
She had some roommates. And that was a lot to take in. Similar to Brendan, I did help her clean up because I felt bad.
Where are you guys?
I felt like I was doing charity work at the time. You know what I'm saying? It was just like I was giving back to my community. And, you know, I felt good. I mean, I felt good after when it was clean, and I felt like she felt good, too, at the time. You know what I'm saying? But ultimately, I mean, look, I'm just a nice person that way at the time. But not anyone should feel obligated to do that. And the bigger thing is, it's like, you know, if you don't respect your space or yourself, who knows? People be going through shit. I'm not going to say, like, it's like a lack of respect. People can go into things, their space is not 100%. It's probably a reflection of what's happening on the inside of them. That's a deeper story for therapy. But 100%. On the day-to-day, you know what I'm saying? Where it's like, yo, I got mans or girls coming over. Let me at least shove some shit in a closet or shove it under a bed. Give me at least the shove under the bed or shove in the closet. Right. Let me not just walk in there as like, yo, dutty and vibes. Because at this point, it's like, yo, I really don't care about you, and I don't care about myself. You know what I'm saying? It's a deeper thing than that.
Exactly. Like you said, we've all been there. We've all had those moments where we let the room go, we may have to let the crib go, and someone is coming over. What are we doing? We're rushing. We're throwing things here. We're throwing things here. We're sweeping this in the corner, putting this under the rug, closing the closet, doing all types of stuff to get as clean as possible, because you know that's your standard, right? You're not there right now, but like at the very least you're showing that effort, right? Those who don't, there's no effort, that's a telltale sign, right?
Yeah.
It is a telltale sign. I would definitely say that, you know, psychologically not taking showers sometimes for days on end and not cleaning, i.e. maybe leading to like a hoarder situation, stems from something deeper, maybe depression, maybe OCD, maybe something else also as well too. So that could also play a factor, but ignorant side, it should not make you want to date somebody and bring them to your house. They got to be a little bit of embarrassment, a little bit for you to say, I mean, for me myself, if I'm depressed, I'm going to go home and be in my funk. Nobody's coming in. No one's coming in. But these people don't care, especially you men's. Even though y'all depressed, y'all don't care. Yeah, you men's. Even though y'all don't care, you still want to bring something home. And this is what I don't understand.
Because when girls comes over, she's trying to get him out the depression. You feel me? So she's going to have to come into the depression to get him out the depression.
That's so we gotta suffer with you. Okay, got it.
Well, if you can't accept him in his duttiness, how are you gonna accept him in his pleasiness? You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Come on, Brandon, back me up here. I'm joking.
If you can't feel me, how's it go? There's so many of these damn quotes. If you can't accept me in my winter with my bare twigs, how you gonna have me? How you gonna accept me? How you gonna love me with the flower? Yo, I'm gonna have to come back with it. Come back to it.
That's fine.
We hear what you're trying to get.
But you know, this is a perfect segue for me now. Now that you guys explicitly said that, you know, we have to go through the struggle first before we can reap the benefits, right? How do you feel now when you are with a partner and you have different levels of cleanliness? How do you coexist peacefully when it doesn't align with each other?
Ooh, that's a tricky one.
That is tricky.
It's hard. It is hard. I'm not saying that I personally have been through it, but it's hard because, you know, the standards are completely off. You know what I'm saying? One person prioritizes this thing over the other person. It's not a priority. It's like whatever. And then, you know, I mean, when it comes to living with somebody or being in the same space, funk, smell, all these things, they definitely play a role. It's something that can't be ignored. It's like, yo, take your ass out of the shower, you stink. You know what I'm saying? At first, it's like, hey, I suggest you put on some deodorant. But then after a while, when it becomes repetitive, now you're calling out somebody outside of their name. It's like, yo, you big stink, you dirty, you dumb. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Like, it gets very, very... dangerous. So I think it's very hard having two people on different levels and trying to coexist. It's just not possible. You know what I'm saying? Like, especially if it's something that can't be, you can't ignore it, you can't slam a door on it. Yeah. What do you think, Brandon?
Every single experience I've had where I've been in some sort of relationship or dating situation where there was a smell. It's so crazy how it's something that is completely invisible and intangible has so much power over the dynamic of the relationship. You can sway it this way or that. It's just like that. Like, so many relationships were decided upon, like so many decisions were made just based off of, all right, this is the third time, the mustiness is there, I get it, you came from work, but I know you got a little spray in your bag, right? Everyone who's to have some type of thing they keep on them, keep themselves fresh. Nah, our standards of cleanliness are off. Sorry, it's not going to work out. And this is not something that was said to them, literally, but it was, you know, thought out in my mind and processed, and the decisions were made. And I'm sure that happens all the time, everywhere. It's like, all right, we get together and one of us realizes that our standard of cleanliness is not meeting our partners. And yeah, either one of two things happen. Either somehow, like, some way that is expressed and, you know, the partner gets a hint of that they should kind of, like, you know, spiffy up, clean up, get on my level, you know, get that Axe body spray, whatever. Do what you need to do, or, you know, just, you know, fizzles out. But then there's those rare souls who just tell you to your face, yo, I'm not your mama. why are you, come on, I'm not, why are you doing this? Like, they'll come up and, God bless y'all. God bless y'all. We need y'all. But yeah, though, yeah, it's to answer the question, not long winded answer, but yeah, I can't imagine it's easy to make any of those relationships work. The standard is off.
I'm going to take it a step further and not stay within the lanes of just body odor and scent for me. And I'll key you guys in, because guys are very simple. And we got to break things down for guys in regards to just living together cleanly wise. Things that used to irk me were how dishes were washed, one, okay, between two different people. How laundry was done between two different people, picking up after yourselves in the living room. You're smiling because some of these things, I'm sure your wife has resignated.
I'm trying to hear the point. What are you trying to say? I'm trying to say that.
Exactly, he's getting flashbacks. That kind of cleanliness doesn't align, especially when you're in a new couple getting together. You argue about why is the pillow a certain way, or like little things that might irk you. Like, how does that align with trying to coexist? Because even if you smell the best, I still don't like the way you throw your clothes on the floor and you expect me to pick them up, kind of thing. Or you use a spoon or a knife, instead of putting it in the sink, you place it on the counter. Little things like that.
Still trying to find the problem here. I don't understand.
I just got triggered for real quick.
You triggered because it happens. It's not in the sink. It's not in the sink. It's on the sink. And guys do that all the time. Is it like a manual for men to do that?
It's giving a semantic relationship for me. But okay, that's fine.
Okay. That's fine. You know what? You guys do a lot of the similar things. Nobody wants to...
You got to test the merchandise before you buy the product. I mean, I'm in agreement.
We're talking about like cohabitation.
Me too.
Right.
Yes. So cohabitating before you like.
Ain't nobody
want
to jump the broom and then find out.
Yes. Yes. Still ain't shit.
Wow. But the shit is in our drawers, to be fair. So.
You know, ooh. Them dark ones. Get them darkies.
Not the darkies.
Wowzer. But all that to say, I mean, because we're about to wrap up soon, but you know, just talking about all this, for those in the audience that don't know, I recently started like a men's self-care brand called The Shape Up, where, you know, kind of inspired by my wife, but also just the notion of me really wanting to carry out the conversation about, you know, men and being cleansy and practicing good hygiene and all these things, because I feel like there's not a lot of spaces that have those discussions. Now, thankfully, you know, unlike what I was saying earlier about there not being as much brands that cater to men, there are much more now. You know, you have Scotch Porter. Scotch Porter actually used to be a brand that we on the podcast used to support, you know, a couple years ago. The Scotch Porter. John Legend just dropped a male care brand called Loved. You know what I'm saying? So there's different, like, celebrities are getting into the men's care space and, you know, debunking the notion that, you know, men are just dirty or they don't care. So I feel like, you know,
isn't there literally a brand out there that's popping off right now, just literally called Hims?
Yeah,
Hims. Yes, there is.
Yeah, Hims.
Promoting erectile dysfunction.
Well, it's all about that. Full circle care. Okay?
No, from the top.
I thought that was all male.
Guys don't talk about that.
No, we don't. Why would we want to talk about our lip dicks?
Hold on, let me not make
They do. No, there was that, but then they're incorporating more vitamins and things like that. But the truth, be honest, is that all you guys is smoke weed and then y'all come to your girlfriends with erectile dysfunction and lip dicks, and then we still got to take care of y'all. That was just me on my perch.
Weed is not the cause of ED. Okay?
Let's
break.
I didn't say weed was a cause. I said all you do is smoke weed and come with your erectile dysfunction.
Well, you make that generalization over to thems, okay? Because us over here, that's not the type of time
over there.
Well,
over
I don't know. I don't know what each of y'all do when y'all smoke. So I just
All that to say is that the industry is slowly, you know, catering to men more, and you know there are men out here who care outside of orientation or whatever the case would be. It's not just gay or metrosexual or whatever. All forms of men care about themselves, and you know these brands are catering to that audience. So you know, as I said, with the Shape Up, for me, my goal is to just open up these conversations. You know, a little bit of education, just teaching, you know, general basic means of taking care of self. And yeah, I mean, I love talking about it, not just, from just keeping clean, but like general self-care altogether. So
self-care and cleanliness, for sure.
Cleanliness from the inside and out, but that's my little mm-hmm. self-plug. And yeah, I just hope that, you know, we can have more of these type of transparent conversations, you know, especially with my friend circles, Brandon, with your friend circles, and yeah, we could just make the world a little bit cleaner, one ass at a time.
Yeah, I love that for the community of men. I do love that, and I do think that creating a safe space is essential, especially with the progressive movement of men in regards to mental health, in regards to owning up to their emotional intelligence and just their foundations of being able to be expressive, and even just opening those doors just by saying, hey, don't use this beard cream. This oil works better to smooth out the kinks. That alone can just jumpstart something bigger into, you know, the whole cleanliness movement. So I support that fully.
No, I love this conversation. First was presented with the topic, I wasn't sure how we would be able to sustain an entire 45 minutes, hour long conversation, but here we are, and it I can see how there's actually still so much more we could talk about, actually.
100%. But yeah, we didn't touch everything, but 100%.
Definitely not. No, there's so much.
Enough, yeah, we touched enough to where, you know what I'm saying, you could share this with others, and hopefully the conversations continue outside of this episode, and yeah. We normalize the concept of men talking about being clean. I think mm-hmm. that's the main takeaway here.
Yep.
Hey, Vixen, can you plug your brand one more time?
Yes. The brand that I started is called The Shape Up. It currently is just on IG. It's _ The Shape Up _. I think when I told somebody first about it, they thought I was a barber. It was like, I'm not a barber. It's not about haircuts only. But yeah, it's _ The Shape Up _ on IG for right now. Right now I'm working on it as best as I can, but truly, you know, the goal is for it to be bigger and to at least garner enough of an audience and followership to where we can have those conversations and just be open about it. And yeah, so if anyone following or anyone listening, follow, and I will promise to post more soon.
100%. Appreciate it. And Brendan, can anybody find you? Do you want to do a little shout out? Do you have an IG or anything like that?
IG is orions.dreamcast. That's pretty much it. Yeah.
Okay.
Find my art there. You can find all my channels through there, actually.
Okay.
Word. Brendan, thank you so much for officially becoming friend of the show, FOTS, the FOTS, if you will. I'm not going to say that again. That was weird. But no, really appreciate you being on the show today. We love having guests. You know, Rovi and I talking for a while is always fun, but we always like when somebody else joins the fray and gives us their opinion. So really appreciate you for being on the show. And for everyone else listening, make sure to follow us on IG, SOPHIG, SOP. SI podcast, wowzer.
That's okay. You getting the email. We might get some emails.
But no, please email us at sophigpodcast@gmail.com. IG is SI podcast. Follow Rovi and I respectfully on our own Instagrams. And yeah, we're just going to continue to push out content for the show. We want to hear from y'all about the topic. We want to hear from y'all. What do y'all think cleanliness is? And if you have any dirty stories, we'd love to share them. But yeah, that is it for us today.
And thank you guys for listening.
Thank you guys.
Thank you guys for keeping clean. Really appreciate it.
Peace out.
Say goodbye, Ruby.
Bye, Ruby.